According to state-owned news agency Xinhua, the law will come into effect on January 1st, 2024, affecting local and central government departments and schools and families.
官方媒体新华社报道, 该法将于 2024年 1月 1日 生效, 影响到地方和中央政府部门, 学校和家庭。
It also aims to build part of the government's ethnic unity policy, which has targeted ethnic minorities like the Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang and bans minority language teaching like that in Inner Mongolia and several Tibetan communities in Sichuan.
该法还旨在构建政府民族团结政策的一部分。该政策针对新疆维吾尔族、穆斯林等少数民族。 并禁止向内蒙古和四川几个藏族社区那样的少数民族语言教学。
Deeply rooted in the national culture, patriotism serves as a vital bond among various ethnic groups, Xinhua wrote about the law.
新华社称，爱国主义深深植根于民族文化之中，是各民族之间的重要纽带。
The Communist-owned paper also states how some people are at a loss about what patriotism and are vulnerable to historical nihilism, a political term used to describe any opinion that allegedly goes against the Chinese Communist Party CCP regime.
新华社还称，有些人不知道什么是爱国主义，而且很容易受到历史虚无主义的影响。 这个政治术语用于描述任何与中国共产党政权相悖的观点。The
enactment of the law came after a Chinese AI firm iFlyTech announced its suspension of sales of a study assistance device after it defamed late communist leader Mao Zedong. To quote the Kalanxi News Service chairman Liu Qingfeng of iFlyTech, said that the device was removed from shelves following a parent's complaint that it generated an essay calling Mao narrow-minded for instigating the Cultural Revolution in 1966.
该法颁布之前，一家中国人工智能公司科大讯飞已宣布暂停销售一款学习辅助设备，因为该设备诽谤了已故共产党领袖毛泽东。 据财联社报道，科大讯飞董事长刘庆峰表示，该设备被下架的原因是一位家长投诉该设备生成了一篇文章，称毛泽东心胸狭隘，在1966年煽动了文化大革命。iFlyTech's
shares fell by 10% on October 24th as a result of the incident, Reuters reported. Liu was also quoted as saying that a supplier and iFlex staff were punished.
据路透社报道，科大讯飞的股价在10月24日因这一事件下跌了10%。路透社还援引刘庆峰的话说，一家供应商和科大讯飞员工都受到了惩罚。According
to Yi Yaoyuan, chairman of International Studies at the University of St. Thomas, Texas, the law was made as part of a series of step-by-step processes of rolling out strict controls on freedom of speech.
德克萨斯州圣托马斯大学国际研究系主任叶耀元认为，该法的制定是对言论自由进行严格控制的一系列步骤的一部分。Moreover,
Chen Qudi, executive director of the Princeton China Initiative, said that the focus on enforcing patriotism reveals Chinese leader Xi Jinping's sense of insecurity over a stagnating economy and other global factors involving the invasion of Ukraine and Taiwan.
此外，普林斯顿中国倡议执行主任陈奎德表示， 对爱国主义的关注揭示了中共领导人习近平对经济停滞和其他全球因素，包括俄罗斯入侵乌克兰及中共攻打台湾的不安全感。
Beijing believes that it must be prepared to deal with the possibility of war. For example, if it decides to attack Taiwan, Chen said.
陈奎德说，北京认为他必须做好应对战争可能性的准备，例如，如果他决定攻击台湾。
Many Chinese citizens have also been in disarray over government propaganda, which is said to be helping authorities maintain stability.
许多中国公民也对政府的宣传感到不安，据说这些宣传有助于当局维护稳定。
Stability maintenance has reached the grassroots level, Current Affairs commentator Wang Zheng said. The whistleblower parent seemed to think he had made a great contribution by reporting and exposing what he found, he added.
时事评论员王铮说，维稳已经深入基层，举报人似乎认为自己通过举报和揭露所发现的问题做出了巨大贡献。
According to pro-Beijing media South China Morning Post, the city government of Hong Kong is also preparing to focus on patriotic education from the 2025 to 2026 academic year, intending to replace the general studies subjects in its primary schools with a humanities curriculum.
据亲北京的南华早报报道，香港市政府也准备从2025-26学年开始重视爱国主义教育，打算用人文课程取代小学的常识课。
Chief Executive John Lee Ka-cho affirmed on October 25th the goal of finishing local national security legislation by 2024 and introducing measures to spread national awareness. This came as a response to the Patriotic Education Law.
香港行政长官李家超于10月25日确认了在2024年前完成本地国家安全立法并推出普及国家意识措施的目标，这是对爱国主义教育法的回应。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you the Sturgeons. And the song is called One More Song, which is from the album titled Black and White, released in June 2018. By the way, the Sturgeon is composed of four musicians. Oh, sorry, it's not four, it's five. They are Canon Hamilton, Lucas Hamilton, Zuri Verbajin, Xiang Luan, and Alex Campolis. For more information, you can visit www.thestorgings.com. Please enjoy the music one more song.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目。首先要带给大家的是来自 The Sturgeons 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《One More Song》，希望您喜欢。
Well, I am wondering why I sit here tonight, thinking of all the memories I have made. But when I'm moving around, I feel planted to the ground. And all that matters is to sing this song today. Now the train is moving quick, and there's no place to sit. So I just picked up my old Yamaha. I ask everyone to join in, hoping no one would cringe, 'cause I'm inviting you to sing along. No, I will not carry on before I play one more song. And now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone. Everyone has got a voice, and will make their own choice, waiting for the moment to arrive. So dance up out of your chairs, and please do not be scared, 'cause I'm inviting you to sing along. No, I will not carry on before I play one more song. And now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone. No, I will not carry on before I play one more song. And now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone. Others fuels me. This entire world I've got to see. But you can only take one day at a time. Now I have gathered what I can, and now I've become a man. And now that you've sung this song, it ain't even mine. Before I play one more song, and now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone. No, I will not carry on before I play one more song, and now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone. Before I play one more song, then now head on out that door, 'cause I'm traveling like a rolling stone.
Aplex is a music, is a song from the Andrew Collins Trials, and the song is called Famous Last Words.下面请大家欣赏来自 Andrew Collins Trials 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Famous Last Words. And if you're interested in more music of the Andrew Collins Trial, you can visit andrewcollinstrial.com. Chinese music. And next is song vocal by Yang Naiwen, and it's called 镜子, which means still. 接下来请大家欣赏杨乃文演唱的歌曲《镜子》。Netflix is a song called 每天爱你多一些 which means love you more every day, and it's vocalized by 张学友。接下来请大家欣赏来自张学友演唱的歌曲每天爱你多一些。
什么无寻什么突破天地，但求夜深奔波以后能望见你，你可否知道么？平凡亦可，平淡亦可，自有天地，但求日出清早到后能望见你，那已经很好过。 身边的一切如风，是你让我找到根蒂，不愿离开，只愿留低，情是永不枯萎。而每过一天，每一天，这醉者便爱你多些，再多些，至满些。我发觉我最爱与你编写，以后明天的心灵。而每过一天，每一天，这醉者便爱你多些，再多些，至满些。我最爱你与我这心一起，那句明天风高路斜。什么才是什么是好滋味，但如在生朝朝每夜能望见你，那更加的好过。当身边的一切如风，是你让我找到根蒂，只愿留低，情是永不枯萎。而每过一天，每一天，这醉者便爱你多些，再多些，至满些。我发觉我最爱与你编写，以后明天的深夜。而每过一天，每一天，醉者便爱你多些，再多些，至满些。我最爱你与我这心一起，那句明天风高路斜。每过一天，每一天，这醉者便爱你多些，再多些，我最爱与你编写，以后明天的心夜。而每过一天，每一天，这情深者便爱你多些，然后再多一些。我最爱你与你
编写。The last song for today's music segment of the Chinese show is a song called 如果 andVocal by 台造妹 and Hershey. Wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由台造妹演唱的歌曲《如果》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家和我一道度过了又一个星期六的午间美好时光，祝大家周末愉快，我们下周六再在空中相会。永远与你缠绵，于是我将知道。